When your playing career came to an end, did you remain involved with the club immediately?
I did. I went on straight onto the selection committee, and for 3 or 4 years I was on the committee, and was employed in Cheltenham with a property company, and regrettably my office was next door to my boss. And when you're on the committee at that sort of level, you know, you're involved with rugby, and he just was listening, of course, at the door, listened to the phone calls coming in,
yeah.
And every other phone call was rugby. And he just had me and he said, "You know how you don't have to either choose rugby or the job." And I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, I've just been listening. Every other bloody call you were having is to do with rugby now." And I said, "Well, yeah, I'm sorry about that." He said, "Well, do something about it." And I'll do something about it. I had to resign from the committee, which is, I said, "Is that all?" Resign from the job.
So, yeah.
So I couldn't do that. But, no, regrettably, my employer.
So which seasons were those that you were?
That would have been in some 72 to 75, yeah. Well, something like that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on the selection committee, obviously, with the United side in 71, 72, and then did 2 or 3 seasons as committee member from then.
I see. So you actually finished playing with.
After
that 71 season.
That's precisely why, again, yeah. why I was badgered by the lads. "Why are you taking that?" I said, "Because I'm basically hanging up my boots." And I literally did that because I hung up my boots because I had this phobia that if I played for the, you know, these veteran side or something, you know, that I'd break my neck or something. So I deliberately did not play any in veterans or anything.
Presumably that period when you were on the selection committee, you know, was the period when you paid most attention
to the
form of the current players.
Yeah, and
saw a lot of games.
I saw a lot of games. I don't know how they select guys nowadays, Morgan, or what they do, but I used to just watch one player, not the ball. You know, and give him a time, you know, 10 minutes of my time, just watching this player, and that was my technique of whether the guy was performing or not, or playing it well or what have you, rightly or wrongly. As I say, I now trying to sit in the position of a would-be selector, I couldn't. You know, the game has so changed. You haven't got, and how they say, "Oh, that forward had a good game." Yeah, did he? You know, as much like. I don't know about you guys, but I just can't. Obviously, you're a three-quarter.
You didn't have video replay.
We didn't have it precisely. No, you're right. Yes, you're right. We didn't have those coverts and what have you.
Looking at the honours boards for that period, are there any players' names that jump out at you as, you know, that was somebody you really spotted as a selector?
Oh, as a selector, obviously this list I'm now looking, the 70, here's the 70, that's our squad though, isn't it, 71, 72, that was when I was United captain, and so coming back to here, 70s, you know, Dick was still going.
Actually, well, for the 71, 72 period, have you still got that photograph you've got of the United season?
Yeah.
You have a look at that. And just
well,
you
have a
look.
You see, at this stage in 71, these guys hadn't got their international honours at some of them.
We should make it clear to everybody we're looking now at a photograph that Hal has of the 71, 72.
It was everyone who played in the United.
Right.
Because in those days, as I say, if you were injured or on days off, the unwritten rule of the club was that you had to come back and have a game for the United to show your fitness prowess and what have you.
Which, of course, in the middle of the front row has Hal sitting there with the ball.
Well, yes, and a tankard underneath which the lads presented to me. You know, which I felt very honoured on that day. That's the same day as the actual team photograph was taken. So some of these guys obviously just came over here.
Yeah.
But I did try and get everyone who'd played in United to come. Hence, this is why you've got about 40-odd, 50-odd guys there, you know.
Yeah.
But as you say, if you go through the likes of Burton, I don't think 71 that Michael got to is. I don't think he had. Keith Richardson hadn't gone to higher honours. Alan Brin hadn't gone to one. John Fiddler, Dave Pegler, Phil Blakeway comes. He does a young sprog, goodness me.
With a fine crop
of 1970s hair. 1970 hair, yeah. Yes. Richard Jardine had a couple of caps, obviously, when touring for England in Argentina and what have you. John Haynes, John didn't get county honours, yes. Mm-hmm. Ronnie got a Scottish trial.
That's Ronnie Etheridge.
Etheridge, yes, and Dick got a Scottish trial, Dick Smith. Of course, his son then, Ian, went on to play for Scotland, didn't they? But, and there's Robin Cowlin, who propped for England. He's obviously at Exeter, isn't he? He's got some sort of high-profile role at Exeter.
Yeah, he's not director of rugby. Is he the team manager there?
Something like that.
Or head coach, one or the other. Yeah.
But no, what I like about these, I say, most of those guys there went on to higher honours after, you know. And that what makes that photograph to me very, very valuable, very emotional, and very rewarding to keep looking back at it, you know.
Yeah.
But you'll see, not all of the 72, actual 71, 72 winner squad, the first squad, are on there because they obviously didn't get injured or what have you.
There are more great players on there than you get on the average first team photo because you've got them all coming through the team at that time.
If I went through those in a quiet moment, I can probably, there's only about half a dozen who never got farther than Gloucester.
Yeah.
In some respect, they were got to county standard, a lot of them, at least.
Yeah.
Which is nice, I think.
Yeah.
Nice, I think.
A huge number of them will have played against touring teams.
Yes.
For combined count.
Now, that photograph which I'm now looking at is a very valuable piece of memorabilia for me, anyway.
I mean, speaking of memorabilia, of course, you were kind enough, Hal, to donate to the archive a whole package of legal documents relating to the purchase of King's Home in 1891 and indeed plans of the ground and so on, which are a wonderful part of the archive and some later material. Can you say for the record sort of how that came into your possession?
And really, you're thanking the wrong guy. It's really Tim Heal, who's the current chairman of the Wooden Spoon Society. He said, look, you better have all this stuff, because he in turn was given it by Doug Wadley to keep as in safekeeping. And so it was in Tim Heal's professional office, Old King's office, for many years, you know. And then when Tim saw my photograph, he said, oh, you're part of the heritage, and remember, you better have this. So it's very kind of you to say, but most of the thanks has got to be down to Tim Heal, and indeed, in posthumously, to Doug Wadley.
Right.
Because Doug, I think they salvaged it from the depths of the demolition of the old stand.
Right. Well, and indeed, before Doug Wadley, there must
probably
have been previous generations
who had kept all those documents
from 1891.
Yes.
Good to know there were people who cared about the club.
Well, because in those days, you had two sets. You had the Gloucester Ground Company of being and Gloucester Rugby Club. And it was until Tom Walkshaw, acquired both, wasn't it?
Going back to your employer lent on you and you ceased to be selection committee. Involvement with the club after that?
Very little. It wasn't until Barry Corliss came, I think. I used to come down and watch games occasionally, but not avidly, I'm afraid to say. But it was probably Barry Corliss. And I got introduced to Barry, I don't know how, but he was a squash player, as indeed I was. And so most Wednesdays or Tuesdays, Barry and I used to play squash. I think he got a bit reprimanded for being late most Tuesdays, because we were at the squash hill playing squash over lunch sort of thing. But and that's when my he whetted my appetite again to come back down. And then my current employer at the, in whenever in the old stand, they had six seats, and we were privileged to be sat next to the visiting coaching side, you know, and the company, when those seats were going begging by the family or not being used for corporate services, I used to mop up, and it's always come down quite regularly at the generous expense of my company at the time. That's not my previous one, as you probably appreciate. When the stand was demolished, the company took up the six seats. So yes, I've been mopping up, I would say, perhaps at the very generous expense of my company. I've been privileged to sit in some very, you know, seats. So that's how I've been. And then how do we get involved with the football? And historically, though, Malcolm, the formal Players Association, we did try and get it off the ground on two or three occasions. I think the time we said that it was Gary Little, who instigated the whole thing again.
Yes, well, of course, that was tied up with the early days of our project, because when we got going, we agreed with Gary that we should have an event here, and it seemed appropriate to invite as many former players as we could. For that, and lots of you came along, and I think that made a real impression on the club, how interested the former players were still in the club.
Because the previous season it was just an association, and then this coming spring we had an AGM which they elected me as chairman, so hence is why I'm more involved now with rugby. I'm also involved with Hartbury. I was invited to become a committee man through Martin Baber, the president there, and Matt Bayliss, a commercial manager. So yes, my loss is a bit narrow split. So I'm trying to juggle home games at here and home games at with Hartbury, and travelling away with Hartbury to a degree. So Saturdays is totally now rugby, and I did lots of evenings now. So. Yes, I've really immersed myself this season in rugby per se.
I'm aware that Bath have a former players' association as well.
I have.
Are there other clubs that do? Have you come across?
I know, because I went on the website when I was trying to research Coventry, London Welsh, and Moseley. Now, which one from memory has an old players? I think it's Moseley has got an old players.
Anyway, what haven't I asked you that I should have?
I'll say that I'm sure there are things that have come out when I'm driving home now. I'll think, I wish I'd have said that, or I should have said that, or
it'll be the same
that.
For me as well.
I think for the moment I've aired everything I can readily recall, regrettably.
Well, thank you very much for those memories. It's been a great pleasure hearing them.
And I must admit, I'm very. I'd like to say thank you to for what you two, what your whole team is doing. I think it's very good for the club.
Thank you very much.